case you haven't been tuning into the midterm election debates and their talking points, you might have missed the shocking news that schools around this once great nation of ours are installing litter boxes for the kids who identify as felines. Yeah, you heard right. There's an outcry from the far right, those defenders of family values, patriotism, and birth gender, to stop these extreme left-wing radicals from turning our institutions of learning into a veritable zoo of children claiming cat status. I know, it's hard for me to believe too. But if candidates for school boards are sounding the alarm, you know it's got to be true. What's next, you ask? Fire hydrants in every hallway for the canine identifiers, pastures for the equine crowd, milking stations for the bovines. Is there no end to the madness of these leftist anti-MAGAs? I don't know about you, but I, for one, think it's time to get down to the PTA and demand that this animal transference stop. Bad enough the kids want sex changes. Now they want equal status as bestial middle schoolers. By high school, they would be fully devolved. And don't get me going on evolution. Another good reason to ban those books with extreme ideas. Historians one day will look back at these troubled times where homosexuality was condoned, where children with sex changes could use the opposite sex bathrooms, or the same sex bathroom, or, well, you know what I mean. Where abortions were given out free to any and all, and the only thing stopping this all-out assault on our Christian values, our American values, was the vigilance of the folks who understood that Hollywood and the sodomites planned to undermine everything dear to this society. Like to keep and bear arms, just to name one fundamental right. If kids are allowed to trans-species, how will the law-abiding gun-owning hunters know what is fair game and what might be someone's feral kid? Litter boxes are just the first step in the decline and fall of this once proud nation. Make them use a toilet.